This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Yeah, I wanna dance with somebody. Hello and welcome. It's Lizzie Cundy.
And Stephen Legg. And welcome to Access All Areas, everyone.
And, well, nothing's plugged in where I am. But anyway, I hope you can hear me okay.
We can.
Welcome to our wonderful Thursday evening show. Do you know what? What a week it's been. I haven't seen you for a while.
Yeah, see, I wasn't here last week. I was moving house. And then before that, you were in the Maldives.
I was in the Maldives working my little bottom off.
I mean, the pictures on Instagram do not indicate you working that hard, to be honest, Lizzie.
Darling, I worked so hard. I can't even tell you. But it's a nice place to work. It's a nice place to work.
Yeah, nice setting.
It's a beautiful setting. It's heaven.
And then you've been all over the place. I saw you were at a fashion show. And
yeah, I've been
at
a fashion show. I was at Julian McDonald and backstage.
Fab.
And it was great because you had loud, pumping music. Everyone was in a really... I was like, you have a show starting in 5 minutes. Everyone was very laid back. I was like, hello. Yeah, that was great. Met and was with Winnie Harlow for the evening, who was adorable.
Oh,
supermodel.
Yeah, yeah, she's gorgeous.
Goddess. Mm-hmm. And I also modelled on a few shows, but one that really stood out for me was when I modelled for Designed by Josh, who was only 13 years old, the youngest ever to put his collection forward for London Fashion Week.
And you look fabulous in the dress.
Did you like the dress?
It was red, kind of... How would you describe it?
Sort of like Spanish senorita.
Senorita, yes, that's right. Yes, you're right, actually. I can see that, yeah.
And
just met him outside. He's a lovely guy.
Yeah, he's here, actually, in the studio. But what an incredible talent at only 13.
I know. I can't actually remember what I was doing at 13.
Well, he actually started drawing at 4, the dresses.
Good Lord.
Yes.
Puts
so,
us to shame.
Real talent.
Wait, so 13, born in 2005.
Same age as myself. Yeah, I know, but yeah,
you're not kidding
young.
Anyone.
Very young and talented.
Yeah, I can
and
tell.
I am,
very impressed.
I'm going to promote young Josh because I'm all supporting new up and coming exciting talent.
Talent,
but at the age of 13, he does better dresses.
Very new, very
some
new.
Some of the ones I've had to wear in the past. Let me tell you.
Well, they're barely there sometimes. Well, there's not much of them really.
But we've got a bumper pack. I mean, the guests today are quite phenomenal.
Yeah, they are, to be honest. We've got the friend of the show, Shelby from TOWIE, Shelby Tribble.
Yeah, she's going to be talking all about what's been going on lately and exciting times ahead. I've never seen her look more happy beautiful.
She looked absolutely delighted outside.
She's skipping.
We'll maybe talk why when she gets in here.
And we've got also coming up Nick Leeson, Celebrity Big Brother, obviously, 2018 this year. And it was actually down to him that my friend Ben Jardine went out.
Oh, yes, that's true.
Don't believe what's being written about me and Ben, by the way, if you saw any of it.
Where did that come from, Lizzie?
I think someone at OK, they were used to work and I used to work.
OK, interesting. And then we have Stephen Porter, a.k.a. Sketch from Tattoo Fixers on at the end. Would you ever get a tattoo, Lizzie?
No.
Why?
I don't like them.
Okay, well, that sums that one up then, doesn't it?
I was really upset. A guy I really liked, I saw for a bit, and then suddenly I met him and he had a whole sleeve.
Sleeves are everywhere these days. I'm kind of bored of them.
And he said, it tells a story. And I said, well, what? And he went, I can't remember. I don't know what that one was. And he couldn't remember any of the tales.
I think just read a book if you want to read a story. You don't need to want to read someone's arm.
Yeah,
you?
Let's read a story. Let's read your arm. Jack and Ori.
I just wanted to briefly mention, Strictly starts on Saturday, doesn't it?
It does indeed.
The first live show. Have you seen any of the rehearsals? I went to Dr. Ranch had a little launch party a couple of weekends ago, which was really nice.
Yeah, and what
had a little
then?
Chat with
was
him.
That, and how he's quite nervous.
He's with Jeanette
yeah,
as well.
I know, so I saw
think
Jeanette.
I think he's in. I think he might end up doing quite well, to be honest. Mm. Yeah, I've got a good feeling.
Well, I spoke to someone very close who's been watching, and I think he has to really do some rehearsing.
Dr. Ranch.
I love him and I adore him. Some are natural dancers, some aren't.
And he's not.
I'm not saying that.
What,
I was actually with Jeanette at Julian McDonald's. But
oh, okay.
Did
it come from her?
No! Of course not. Gosh, you are an old hack journalist. But I have to say...
10 years in the business.
There are always going to be dancers that can't do as well as others. We've got Ashley Roberts there that is a qualified professional dancer.
She's a bloody pussycat,
though. It's Dr. Raj. I want to see do well and follow his journey. So I like ones that haven't got quite the rhythm.
Who are you touting?
Who am I touting?
For a win or to be a surprise.
Well, I love... Lee Ryan.
Yes.
obviously.
Cutie, we have a little cutie.
Yeah, good friend and friend of the show. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know, you know. It's hard because I don't know as these dancers as well as I've known
fair.
Others.
Fair, that's fine.
These celebrities as well. But I will be rooting for Lee because obviously he's a very good friend of mine. But I'm friends with Ashley Roberts as well. I'm sure she's going to do very well.
I think she'll do well. I think she'll be a bit of an Alexandra Burke and she'll get to the final, but she won't win.
Oh, I'll say that to Alexandra. I'm with her on Saturday.
Sounds great. I'd really like you to pass that on to
me. I will.
Shall we play a little song?
Yes.
And then shall we
I have something I like?
Yes, you can, Lizzie. What would you like? Well, not right now, but you can at the end
Cher,
of the show.
Cher, please. I like Cher. Because I am going to be her. I'm going to be her.
The album is out tomorrow. The Cher album is out tomorrow.
I'm so excited.
Which means the next week we're going to have a Cher dedicated show.
Yes. And actually,
it's official. We've made that decision right now.
She's doing a secret concert. I shouldn't be saying it because it's a secret. And guess who's going? No. La-di-da-di-da-da. You know,
no, come on.
La la la.
Is this true?
Yes.
Okay, we'll talk off air because.
Oh, what?
If I'm not invited, I'm quitting this show. Okay. I'm taking all my contacts with me, Lizzie.
Wow.
And that is it, all right? Okay. I'm going to this show.
He's pointing.
I'm pulling out the big guns.
He's pointing his finger at me. He's doing a Dawn Ward, pointing his finger at me. Help.
It's serious.
Next track.
Next little track, and then we'll get Shelby in.
Woo! I love that
bit of Hall & Oates.
Hall & Oates.
Bit of an old classic.
He reminds me of Bruno, the little one that sings.
Oh, cute. Okay, fine. That's nice.
Well, can I just tell you, I'm very excited because my little bestie, who I adore, Shelby, is in the studio.
Hello.
Hey, hey.
Come close to the mic, Shelby.
Oh, sorry, I'm back.
She's back.
How are you?
Shelby. Shelby, you look incredible. I've never seen you look happier.
Guys, it's the single glow.
I'm telling you, it's good. Yeah. I've had it for a while.
I've been single for ages now. I don't have a glow. But okay, I'll go with it.
It's the newly single glow then.
But Shelby, usually when people split up, they look a bit down, a bit red-eyed, and you look all perky, smiley and fun.
Yeah, do you know what? Obviously, I've had my time to cry.
We should actually just explain. Oh. Yeah. You split up with Pete Wicks.
Yes.
Okay, fine. Yes. Just in case anyone doesn't
know. Yeah, just in case anyone was like, what the hell is this girl talking about?
You and Pete are officially over.
We're done.
Good done.
Bloody riddance.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying, but no. It has, like, obviously, I've had my time to cry and be upset or whatever, but now it's got to the point where he obviously does not give two shits. I don't know if I'm allowed to swear, but I'm really sorry. He didn't give a shit, so I'm thinking, why am I wasting my time and energy crying over someone that obviously doesn't care about me?
How do you know he doesn't give two?
Well, if you watch the show, Towie, ITV, ITV well being 9 p.m., well done, yeah. Make sure you tune in, but you'll just see, even like his reaction the other week, even like people, like the viewers watching it said, he just has no... like passion, no nothing. He's just no a blank feeling. Canvas, like nothing. So I just thought, why am I upset over something that's kind of irrelevant now? And it's not gonna do me any favours being upset and down and moping around. So
but let's you look fantastic. I've never seen you look better. Thanks. You look so happy. But what was it, Shelby? Why do you think?
Yeah, that was what I was gonna say. What do you think actually happened?
To be honest, again, like you'll see, I obviously can't say too much, but you'll see like a lot of it this coming Sunday. I haven't been happy for a long time, but I just chose to ignore it because I thought like he's the one person I've liked in a long time or like fell in love with since like an ex or whatever. And I don't know, like I just wasn't happy and he knew that. And I thought, let's try and just, you know, see it through. Obviously, I don't know if anyone's caught up on last week's where... you obviously see me admit that he was like texting girls behind my back, which
this
I caught.
This seems to be a regular thing that happens in Towie, right?
You would think he'd learn, but obviously he hasn't.
Was that a hard moment for you when you kind of found that
yeah,
out?
Yeah, when I found it, but his argument was like, oh yeah, but we're not together, but it's not the point. We've been spending practically every day together for 5 months. It's just an excuse. Like, that's what I mean. There was no fight, no passion, no nothing. I just thought, why am I getting upset over someone that does not care like I care? And to be honest, like, I'm much happier now. Like, I believe in law of attraction and all that sort of thing. And already I can feel like things come just from being happy and a positive person. Like, I feel good things are already coming and hopefully lots more. Because I noticed with him, like, I was so unhappy and so down, and me being insecure and having really low self-esteem, he obviously didn't help with that. So he brought me to a place where I like really was in a bad way. And I can, like, coming away from it, you obviously, where you're blinded by love, when you come out of it, you notice how bad it actually was. But it's fine, like, no hard feelings, like, good luck
but
to him and whatever.
Your eyes look alive. You look happy.
Yeah,
you
no, honestly, I genuinely feel so good.
So sad today. I thought, oh God, I've got the box of Kleenex ready.
No, pass me the wine, please. Please.
I was worried.
No,
but
you're
in a good place.
Yeah, no, really, honestly. Like I said, I've done my crying. I've done my grieving and whatnot. Because it is, like, don't get me wrong, it's sad going from talking and seeing someone practically every day to nothing. Like, they're basically a stranger. It's so weird. And obviously we spent some good times together, we went through a lot, but obviously it's just not meant to be.
But it's quite hard when you see someone that it doesn't seem to affect them. It's kind of
that's what made me wake up and realize, like, Shelby, what the hell are you doing? Like, he does not care. Like, that was hard to take, seeing that and not having a reaction, because I've had so many men that have fought for me and they've shown, like, shall we, like, I want to be with you. So I've had that passion and fight before. So to not have it was, like, weird and very strange. I don't know, but...
So you think he's moved on fairly quickly then?
Yeah, but...
Could it be an act?
I don't know, you tell me. Like, I genuinely, like, cared for him and loved him or whatever, but obviously maybe his... Maybe he didn't feel the same, I don't know, but...
But should we have been... You know, when I've dated someone, I've tried to look cool when I saw them, like, I don't care. And then as soon as I get in the car, I'm like that.
No, No.
And do you not think that could be with Pete? That
no, because
really
we were filming
hurt?
The other day, and we normally do for an event day, it's usually with all the cast together. And that was the first time seeing him, because I haven't heard from him at all. So that was the first time seeing him. And to be honest, I didn't even get that sick feeling. I just was like, it just felt more weird thinking I'm not speaking to this guy now. It's so odd. But
so yeah, are you not talking then?
No, is not that, at all. No,
not talking. Not even a hello, not even a polite.
We haven't come into the position of being like, oh, hi.
Would you nod your head at him?
I probably would give it like hi, because at the end of the day, I'm a classy lady and I'm going to stay that way. I wouldn't want to be throwing dirty looks across the ring, because I just think that's ridiculous. Like, that's not going to get you anywhere. So if I have to say hi, I'll say hi, but I'm not going to go out my way to make the effort to speak.
But he's hurt you.
Yeah, he has. And I think it's good, though. The way he's treated this whole thing is good, because where it's hurting me more and more, I think it makes you stronger, because you think, do you know what? Fuck you. I'm not having it. I'm going to do my thing and be happy, because at the end of the day, you're only going to make yourself... You can only love yourself and whatever. And I think that's what I need. Before I met him, I always did say, like... Well, before I met him, I said, look, I didn't want a relationship. We both kind of said it, but it just happened to be that we obviously fell for each other. Well, I did. And... I was at my happiest when I was single. Because, like I said to you, I've got low self-esteem. So, yeah.
Well, that sums it up, really, doesn't it? Yeah. If you're happier
you
when you're single.
Do you not feel that he ever loved you, Shelby?
I thought at a point he did. But then, honestly, looking back, I don't know. I don't feel like he did. Because just from, like I said, looking back on the situation... There's so many things that I thought at the time, even being in the relationship, I thought, this is not right. This is not how you are in a relationship, or this is not what you should be doing. This is not this, blah, blah, blah. So I don't know.
Do you feel part of it's for TV?
No, definitely not. Like, okay. That was no. Well, maybe his side, but definitely 110%.
Oh, yeah, I didn't mean on your part, but I mean on his part. Yeah,
maybe, I don't know. But it would be sad to think that was the reason, and I hope it isn't. Because that's not fair, because I was always true and genuine.
But is it going to be a bit awks on set when you walk on and he's there?
No, that's the only thing. I'm like, keep me away from him, please. But not in a way of like...
No.
Like, eventually I'm sure we'll be able to speak but not to each other, but just at the minute
it's
too
always
raw.
Takes time, no matter what kind of breakup it is. Yeah. Usually you are able to speak to them at some point.
And look, you've got to kiss a few frogs before you find your
prince. You certainly do. Kiss a few pirates.
No more pirates, please. No, thank you.
No more pirates. No, thank you. I've kissed a few frogs.
Yeah.
About pirates?
I haven't kissed a pirate.
You don't
want to
kiss a pirate.
I'm going to stay away from the pirates. But can I say, you've never looked better.
Thank you.
Shelby, you look happy. You're smiling.
Thank
you. Your eyes, you look alive.
I'm glad. And this is what I've... I want to give off good vibes and good energy, because that's how I feel right now. And obviously, like I said, again, law of attraction, you attract good things from being happy and
whatnot. Yeah, I think you're right. That's why I need to cheer the bloody hell up.
Come on.
You do.
Come on. I'll give you some of this glow in this, whatever it
She's
is.
She's giving her
So you're ready. Are there any boys that have taken your fancy? Yeah.
Not yet, no. I think it's a little bit too soon. But at the same time, I don't know if it's because when you're in a relationship, you tend to like not look at what's around because you're so obsessed with that one person. Mm. But I've noticed being single, I've had so much attention. It's just great. It's exactly what you need when you're single.
Yeah, I can understand that.
But like I said, like I'm not interested at the minute. Like, I just want to take time out for myself again. I want to get back to my really, really strong, happy place.
Do you
like,
want
work.
To date again?
So you're not
though,
on the dating apps and the...
No. Oh, God, no, thank you. I honestly think I need to work on myself being single and working hard and just doing things for me now instead of worrying about what someone else wants or trying to please someone else. I think I need to please and love myself first before... anyone else.
If you can't love yourself, how the hell are you going to love somebody else?
Exactly.
As RuPaul says.
Exactly.
Were you at all upset that he called you boring?
Yeah, I thought, excuse me, do you know what, I don't care, because he's got nothing else on me, and that's the one thing he can say. Because at the end of the day, I was always like, right, let's do something else, and he's like, no. So yeah, that's fine, you carry on saying I'm
that
boring
is, listen, I that's know rude. You for a long time, you're far from boring.
Yeah, exactly.
My
and the people that know me well and truly, like, okay, like, I admit I'm a bit introvert, and when it comes to meeting new people, I am a bit more reserved. But once you get to know me, you see my fun side. So,
but I don't know, and I met you a few years ago, but you are you're a natural, sweet, lovely girl. You're not into the whole celebrity, nope, showbiz, let's do this to get a, yeah, front page, are you? You're, nope, very different from that.
Yeah, very, very different. Like, it's for me, because obviously it's all quite new for me, I just find that I'm like so genuine with it, and maybe a little bit naive to it all, because everyone's in it for themselves, and I'm starting to see that now. Like, people are very selfish and don't care about you, which is maybe what I need to be a bit more selfish, because I'm always trying to please other people and make other people happy, whereas I need to stop doing that and like be selfish like everyone else is.
But I would say don't compromise who you are, because if you're not naturally that kind of person, yeah, you don't want to become that, because you'll end up like some of the bitter people that have been on TOWIE.
We don't want to be bitter.
You know who they are. You know what I mean, though. And you don't want to become that kind of person.
Has there been any good supportive friends from TOWIE that have been running around?
Obviously, my best friend, Clelia, is my rock. And I know it sounds cliche, but my mum is definitely the one that's been there and really got me through and made me realise. But yeah, no, Clelia, my best friend, is like, she's a good best friend.
She is. You need that.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you had a tough time. I don't think people realise, because you had a bit of a tough time with bullying, didn't you?
Yeah, at school and really things. Bad. That's where a lot of my low self-esteem and confidence issues comes from being bullied, because as a child I was really, really shy. And then growing up, I don't know, I get like really anxious and nervous about meeting new people. Like, I always feel in myself I'm not good enough to be around these people, which I need to stop doing. I know that. So then getting into a relationship that makes you even worse with your confidence is like the worst thing for me.
But so, that's down to him, that's not you. So you need to just keep remembering.
I know
that.
And like, even the bullying, I've proved to myself like where I was like years ago with the bullying and whatnot, and to what I've achieved now. And funny enough, all these bullies are the ones that want to speak to me now.
Yeah.
And it just it's
that's
so
always
funny.
The case. The ones that was nasty.
Yeah. Yeah. The ones out. That talk yeah. about you the most.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know.
Well, it's onwards and upwards.
Yeah, exactly. And
I think, Pete's loss.
Yeah.
And you are beautiful, gorgeous, inside and out.
I agree. Shelby, thank you so much.
Shelby, and we've got lots of exciting stuff coming very quickly, haven't you? We've got loads of exciting, because you're back on TOWIE, obviously, filming TOWIE.
Yeah.
And obviously looking gorgeous in all the wonderful clothing you have.
Thank you. I've got to look sexy now, you know.
Well, maybe you and I could go out on a date.
Yeah, yes, why don't we double date?
I've got a date for you.
Oh my God, who?
Oh my God,
it's
just
me! How disappointing.
I have someone for you, Shelby.
Oh my God, set me right up.
I'm setting you up.
Actually, I've still got me
I'm
single.
I'm setting
guys.
You up.
Still staying single for a long, long time.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Shelby, thank you so
thank
much
you
for coming
so much
in.
Thanks,
for
Shelby.
Me.
Oh, I love you.
I love you.
Hey baby, tell me your name. I got a fever for you, I just can't explain. But there's just one problem, I'm a bit old school. When it comes to loving, I ain't chasing you. Looking so hot, I think that I might fall. Feel like it's my birthday, like Christmas Day came early. Just what I want, so when we move, you move.
Get you back off the wall, don't you get comfortable. Looking so hot, I think that I might fall. Feeling like it's my birthday, like Christmas Day came early. Just what I want, so when we move.
Like
Today with Asifa Lahore.
I've got to have laser for about 6 sessions. Literally, I've got to have a laser on my bits. A literal laser. But it isn't as bad as it seems. An hour and a half before the session, I had to put numbing cream on. Got to kind of like lather it on, like everywhere. And I'm talking like penis, balls, bit
the
in between.
The whole shebang.
Everything. Yeah. You get cling film and you kind of create a nappy around yourself. And then I thought, okay, let me try and get some underwear on. And I couldn't because it was like a massive nappy. So I literally had to get on the tube and everything with like this like rustling plastic around. It was so like weird.
Every Wednesday. From 6 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Whoa, we are rushing our tits off this evening, aren't we?
What? It's like Piccadilly Circus.
How
honestly,
are you?
I'm very good, very excited.
We're all good, right? Woof. We've got our next guest live in the studio.
Wow.
Sketch.
Hey, how are you doing? You right?
From Tattoo Fixers. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. You?
Yeah, good. Good to have you in.
Yes,
you've actually got a little bit of a look of Pete, haven't you? Which is a bit awkward.
I have to say.
You're from Shelby outside.
So, yeah.
You do.
So you're actually
There's
Pete.
There's a little bit of Pete. I don't know. It's the dark hair, the pale eyes.
Thanks, great. Appreciate that. He's a hottie, so I'll take that.
Yeah, he
I'll
is.
Take that.
He's
yeah.
a good looking guy. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
What's going down? What's going down?
Just a new season of Fixers is on the telly.
Awesome.
So it's good. Apart from that, just working hard in my studio and stuff.
Why do you think it's so popular, this show? I mean, what is it? I mean, because more and more guys are getting tattoos. And ladies, girls are getting tattoos.
Right. It's because they drink a lot.
Oh.
Do you know, I think it generally is people go on holiday now and just think, I'm just going to get plastered and get a tattoo. It's like, you go on holiday, you just get a postcard, right? Like, mm-hmm. you just send a postcard home. Now they come home with a tattoo. And it's normally 100% bad.
Yeah, well, that's why your show comes in, right?
Like, exactly.
Trying
exactly.
to deal with these problems.
Wow.
What's the worst one you've ever seen?
Oh, my God, whatever. We had a pretty bad one on the show. It was like an older guy, but he had a woman on his stomach. With her legs spread.
Oh, I've seen this one. Yeah, I've seen this one.
Dude,
I was thinking, as you said it, then I was like, yes, I do know which one.
The belly button, I bet when he was young, looked okay. But where the belly button was her bits.
Hold on, what?
Where he had got old, it had gone saggy. So
not
it looked
look.
Horrific.
It's not a good look.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, goodness.
So there's some of the worst ones you've done. Because I've got to say, you have, are you covered from head to toe?
I've got quite a lot. Not head to toe.
But
there is parts of me that
can I say, does it hurt on your face? That makes me feel scared.
Do you know what? The face
scared.
Isn't too bad, to be fair.
Oh, really?
No, side of the head was absolute agony.
As in, the top of your head?
Yeah,
like that
yeah,
bit,
like here,
scalp.
All inside of my hair there. So that was absolute pain, but apart from that, it was all right.
And is there anywhere else very painful? Have you ever had it on
the foot? I've never had it down there.
I was not going to say.
But you know what? I've tattooed people there and...
Oh.
Yeah, it's painful.
Doesn't it swell afterwards? I mean, what's the
It swells
term?
While I'm doing it, which is really awkward for the guy,
oh
to be
God.
Fair.
But
I never tell them that. I never tell them that.
Okay, and they're not looking.
Yeah, right, I never tell them that they're going to get half chubby, and I just let them have that awkward moment where they're thinking, oh my God, what's happening?
And it's all very painful.
But it's painful.
Yeah.
I thought it would have the opposite effect.
Well, see, so actually, like, my dad's experience with the tattoo put me off for life.
What was that?
He's got a tiny blue dot on his on his hand.
Why?
Where he started to have a tattoo and he's like, no, it hurts too much.
Oh,
and
no,
just
really?
Stopped. So oh, all he's God. Got is this tiny little blue dot on his hand.
I think that is quite painful. But
the pain is something that people actually quite enjoy.
Some people do enjoy it. I absolutely hate it.
Right.
I'm not going to lie. I mean, do you have any yourself?
No,
anyway.
None.
I haven't got
none
one.
None at all.
Because I know I'd be one of those people that would want to change it.
Virgins.
Yeah, totally.
I'm a virgin on the old...
I've got too much hair.
But also I'm thinking, oh, what if I don't like it or I want to change it? And then
it's a real commitment.
Yeah, it is a commitment. It's definitely a commitment.
And I get obsessed with things. I'll probably then love it and go crazy.
You look like Gemma Lucy.
More, right?
Yeah, I'll be like... I mean, what do you think of Gemma Lucy's tattoos?
Gemma Lucy.
Did you see she got? Was she had Katie
she's basically,
Price? Didn't she?
Yeah, she's basically
she
one of the most
Katie Price. No.
She had it. She has a Katie Price tattoo on her arm.
Yeah, I'm not feeling that. To be fair,
what's your newest one?
I got one yesterday. I was actually at J Studio, and I got Marty McFly from Back to the Future.
So no Katie Price, but yes,
no
to
Katie
Marty
Price.
McFly.
Marty McFly is a G, right? Come on.
Where is that?
It's a inside arm.
Okay.
Which is actually really painful. Yeah, inside
and
the arm.
And what's it like now? Is it all scabby?
Yeah, it's not scabby because it's done by a really good artist.
Oh, really? Does that make a difference?
100%. Okay. How someone works on the skin is so different. But yeah, it's not scabby at the moment, but it will start to shed like the top layer.
Mm. And what do you feel that tattoos tell a story? Why do people have them?
I think tattoos can help massively, you know, like in all sorts of different ways. Like if you've got someone that's lost someone, to just have a mark of something that reminds you of them every day is a beautiful thing, you know.
That can really help someone. Exactly, yeah, and that's actually something you see of quite a lot, isn't
it? And the worst thing is if that goes wrong. You know, like people come to my studio and they're something. Like, this is a picture of my child. And you look at their arm and you think, wow, was your child 80? Do you know what I mean? Like, and so that's even worse.
About when you're in love and you think, I want your name. If you love me, you'll put your name. Like, it happened to Katie Price, Peter Andre, didn't they? Did she do the name? And
she
then
just crossed straight through it, though. She didn't even try to cover it up. She just straight through. It does happen. You know, you do meet people and you do fall in love with them. And do you know what? You think at the time, wow. You know, I'm going to grow old with this person.
Because you feel this is showing and then you love don't. For them, and yet...
It depends if it was your idea. If the man's like, get my name, it's a tad controlling. but if you've generally thought to yourself, do you know what, I want to mark myself with someone's name, then I think, I'm not against it massively, but definitely not after 2 weeks of meeting.
Can I ask, did your mum and dad go, oh my God, please don't have a tattoo?
And my dad was tattooed.
Oh, wow.
He got a... I've done a season called Prison Ink, Sketches Prison Ink, what's on all four. And the first episode is me and my dad. Because I kind of got into tattoos because I always see his, you know, like, and I questioned, why did you get that? And how did you get that? And he was like, oh, they just tattooed it. Until when I'm older, and I said, well, how? And he was like, yeah, needle, biro.
Right in the skin.
In the sitting on the toilet of a prison cell. Do you know? And so I was like, wow, okay.
That's a story.
Yeah.
It certainly is.
Because I just feel, I just want to read what's on your body. I know it sounds mad, but you can see it all. So many things.
I mean, a lot of my tattoos are, they do mean stuff to me. Like, I get them for reasons why I get them. I've got, like, Life of Redemption across my chest because growing up was a lot hard for me. And I've done a lot of things wrong, but now obviously I'm a lot better person for it and I've grown up, so I kind of feel like I'll always be living a life of redemption.
Okay.
Interesting.
So yeah, that, you know, and that's why people do things, you know.
But do you ever say, if anyone comes in, you say, actually, do you know what, mate, I'm not going to do that?
Yeah, some things come into the studios that I just think, wow. I had my partner and two of my children are mixed raced, and I had a guy come in my studio and he wanted portrait of Hitler, and I was like, I don't know how to tell you, I'm very offended. But you can't be offended, because to some people that is who they follow. But do you know, you just think, oh my God.
But that's a very specific kind of tattoo artist that would be willing to do that, right? Like, it's not, there are certain things.
To me, that was like, no. Not happening.
And then you did that, you did say no.
Yeah, I said no straight away.
Wow.
How did he react?
I said no in a very
a nice way.
A very nice
not
way.
Not my thing.
That made him just go, okay, and leave.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
God, that's a strange request.
Yeah.
But then actually there is a big movement of like tattoos in the like white power movement. You see it all the time in America, don't you?
Yeah,
a lot
man.
Of the,
yeah.
So it's problem those things are problematic. They'll always be problematic. And yeah.
So
difficult.
We've got Tattoo Fixers is back and it's gonna yes. be more extreme than ever. So tell us about it.
I don't know whether these people see the show start like is it 2-3 years ago now?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they thought, well, don't worry. It doesn't matter how bad we do it now because there's a TV show that will fix it. Because literally this year they have been so bad.
Oh, really?
Like, it starts off with someone's got a dick on their leg that's like 4 inches on their thigh.
No.
I don't know if you see the show that was just on TV.
No, I haven't yet.
And his one went from his groin down to about there, like literally 3/4 of the way down his calf, and it's just literally a dick, just a big long dick tattooed on his leg. I mean, how inadequate would you feel?
I can't,
yeah,
I mean,
speechless.
You know? Yeah.
And has I just got think, a partner? Is he married? Wow. What? Will you come home well, and I like, go, hello, missus?
Yeah, pure disappointment,
but,
right?
But no, like, you know what's funny now as well is that you've got. We've got Tattoo Fees. We've also got Just Tattoo of Us on MTV, which
yes,
could end up
do.
Being like a cycle of getting yeah. terrible tattoos. Like,
we made that show so we can get...
yeah, basically.
They come to us next. Yeah, you know, like that.
Do you think some people maybe do it to get on the show? Have you ever felt
that? I thought that, but most of the tattoos are old.
Oh.
So it's not like, oh, I got this 2 weeks ago. Can you fix it? A lot of them, people have had these for ages. Do you know what I mean? They've lived... for years with these things tattooed on. I'm like, look at this. Like one girl come in and she had C-U-N-T on her arm.
No.
But before she showed us that, she was, I couldn't even guess what she had because we were talking and I was thinking, she's such a nice, like, nice girl. What could she possibly have that's that bad? And then she's like,
then you see it.
I got this. And it's like, what? You know, it's crazy.
She can make it into Cundy. It's my surname.
Oh yeah, well, yeah, that's true. Actually, you could,
yeah,
couldn't you?
Could you off.
Tattoos—they often change. Like, if you had a dolphin, you'd say, "I want an angel now." You can change them, can't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Dolphins. Very, Samantha Cameron's got a dolphin on her foot, doesn't she?
And so is Tamara Eccleston.
It's very popular.
Dolphin.
What's your favourite of your tattoos? Do you have one?
I've got a little one on my daughter done. She actually done it as well. Actually
oh, really?
It, yeah.
Wow.
Which is that little one right there? It's like a little. She says it's.
That's really cute. It's like a little pea.
Yeah. Well, she said it was a person at first, and nowadays she's like, it was a spider. And I was like, no.
How old is she now?
She's 11 now.
Oh,
would
okay.
you want your daughter to have a tattoo? Or would you kind of say, look, don't.
Do you know, I would let her. I see your body as like. You buy a new house. Yeah, I built her house for her, in such as her body. But. You know, she wants to decorate it the way she wants to decorate it. I'm not going to make her stick to having it white.
Yeah, yeah, if she wants to. I mean, I kind of agree with that. Especially once you get
to
beyond
the... As long as it's my face, right? Love my dad. Do you know what I mean? Come on.
Yeah, well, except you can wash that off, babes. It's a bit different. And doesn't stain your bed sheets.
Well,
or your
oh
feet.
My God,
yeah,
it's so exciting.
Well, Sketch, thank you so much for coming
oh,
on.
Absolutely.
Love
appreciate
the show.
Talking to you.
So, just for those, when what timings and everything?
It's on E4, 9 p.m. Mondays for now. And then it's going to take a little break and be back again.
Great.
Oh, wow. You're doing good.
Well, we need to check out this 9-foot-long penis.
Yeah. I, do you think I should have one of those on my leg? I've got a long leg, though. It would be a very long penis.
anyway. Maybe a bit much. Maybe a bit much. The paps would love it, babes. Thank you so much for coming in. Really
Absolute
appreciate
pleasure.
It.
We love you.
No Cher. How about a bit of Madonna?
I want Cher.
That'll be the end of the show, then.
Okay.
FUBAR Radio presents
Callum McSwiggan.
I'm here in the studio today with Asifa Lahore. I've got to have laser for about 6 sessions. Literally, I've got to have a laser on my bits. A literal laser. But it isn't as bad as it seems. An hour and a half before the session, I had to put numbing cream on. Got to kind of like lather it on, like everywhere. And I'm talking like penis, balls, bit
the
in
whole
between,
shebang.
Everything. Yeah. You get cling film and you kind of create a nappy around yourself. And then I thought, okay, let me try and get some underwear on. And I couldn't. Because it was like a massive nappy. So I literally had to get on the tube and everything with like this like rustling plastic around. It was so like weird.
Every Wednesday from 6 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
We've had a bit of a surprise at the end of the show, haven't we?
Well,
to
we
be
have,
honest.
Because Nick Leeson, he might have gone back inside because he's not answering the phone. Maybe
he's not
he's
answering
away
his
again.
Bloody phone.
Maybe Nick's away. So
what an arsehole. Well, I'm just going to say it. He's not going to answer the phone.
No. like, she'll be still here in the wonderful
so
studio.
So we've got Shelby back.
Shelby's back again. Shelby's back.
That's a new track. Shelby's back.
No, let's do it. Let's do it.
Now, Shelby, as you're back.
I'm back.
Would you ever do Celebrity Big Brother or any of those sort of shows?
Probably not Celebrity Big Brother, but I'd love to do The Jungle.
Why? When people say that, I'm like, what are you, man?
I know. No, I am crazy because I have the biggest phobia of spiders.
So what were you possibly thinking? It'd be all crawling up your nose and your ears.
That makes me feel sick. But I feel like it's a challenge and it's something that you'd be proud of.
If you got through it. Yeah, I can see that.
Do you know what I mean?
What do you think about...
achievement.
So they announced recently, didn't they, that Holly Willoughby is going to take over as the Ant presenter.
Yeah, I actually think it's a good replacement. Yeah, I do. Because it's going to be very hard to fill Ant's shoes.
Yeah, definitely.
They get on very well.
I love Holly.
We love Holly. So I think it's a good replacement.
Yeah, no, I do. Because you know sometimes when they replace someone, you think, ugh, like, that is just a shit replacement. But I'm actually rooting for Holly.
But they did quite a good announcement as well, that like Holly in her statement was like,
she asked permission to do it.
And also she was like, I know I'm not going to be, and this is not going to be how you're used to watching. I'm a celeb, this is going to be different, but it's just for 1 year. And
but you see, I think it's going to be a great show and I think you'd be great in it.
Yeah, do you know, that is one thing I'd love. And I think
They usually get someone from Towie in, don't they?
Well, hopefully.
It would show the real you.
Yeah, that's what I mean, because I think, obviously, being on a show where, obviously, it's more storylines rather than getting to know... Well, obviously, you do get to know me, but probably not as well as what you'd...
I think
you'd
be great in
The Jungle. I'd love to do it. That is one show. Or maybe, well, it would be great to do, like, Dancing on Ice or something like that.
Oh, I've heard a little rumour about Dancing on Ice lineup.
I have as well. Yeah. I'll tell you after the show.
Yeah, we'll talk about
after
that.
I'm a very good dancer, I'm not going to lie. I've had a few bevvies.
I want to see Shelby eating a hairy testicle.
A kangaroo anus.
They're not great at the best of times.
She's been out with a few anuses.
Ew. It's making me feel sick.
Well, we're thinking there's a little party afterwards that maybe you can come along to. Thinking, get you out in the town.
Like
to party.
But can I say, though, we don't need to cheer you up anymore because you look so happy.
I know, honestly.
Your single life suits you.
I know, it's great. You have no one to answer to.
That's the best thing about being single.
And absolutely. Do you feel, in a way, in Towie, you'll be able to be more yourself because you're not going to be dominated or, you know.
Yeah, that's the thing. In
the storyline.
Because I felt like I held back a little bit and now it's time to be a bit more woo, like show me a bit more.
I agree with that.
Being more reserved and quiet. But that is my personality, unfortunately. Like, we all can't be confident and loud and...
Well, it would also make for quite a boring show if everyone was just really over the top.
But also, I do feel some of them, I won't name names, put it on a bit. It's like an act. And
please
as soon as the
names.
Cameras come on, they're like, ah! And you're
name names.
You are natural in yourself.
Yeah, I like to... I've always wanted to be true to myself, and if that's not good enough and... whatever, but I'm just happy with the way I am because I feel at the end of the day it's me and
you can only do you at the end of the day, can't you?
Be yourself.
I couldn't keep up with being a different person. Like, hats off to people that do it, and obviously it works well for them.
Have there been anyone that hasn't been so kind to you on there? Has there anyone been not so kind to you, Shelby?
No, I've been quite lucky. Obviously at the start it's more not that they weren't welcoming, but you know what girls are like, they're harder to
break.
Yeah, whereas the guys are like, you know, come in, like, blah, blah, blah. But no, I'm quite lucky. I do get on with everyone now. I don't know if it's going to not change, but I think people maybe distance themselves now.
Do you think?
To see. Only because they're going to be loyal to...
Do you think people are going to take sides then? They always seem to, don't they?
Yeah, but not in... I don't think they would want to do it as in, you know, because it's some sort of like battle, because it's not as this.
It's just like a loyalty.
It's
thing
just a loyalty,
and
which is fair enough.
That
of course, like that's just understandable. So,
But well, you're so liked. You're so lovable and likable.
That's the thing.
I think get you in the jungle. I love that.
Please come on, let's start a petition. Get Shelby in the jungle.
In the jungle.
Need to get some.
I'd make a good Jane. I think.
You would be a great Jane.
You know, like people. I know I'm like this girly girl and whatever, but I've got two brothers and I feel like I've got a little bit of a tomboyish side to me.
I agree.
So
think.
I think you would like
I'm
to get
surprised
down and
at
dirty.
That looking at you right now. You literally couldn't look any more girly.
See, I'm quite a tomboy.
I said again, yeah. I don't believe you. I've seen you in a pair of trainers once, Lizzie, in 2 years. So.
I'm not going to lie. I would be one of those annoying people that would scream and be like, eh, but I would try my hardest to get the job done.
Look, I like lip gloss. I like high heels, but I also am a bit of a go-getter. I'd jump out the plane. I'd be.
Yeah, I want to do that. I want to jump out
I'll
the plane.
I'll be eating those testicles and whatever. Pigs release. Can I just say, and we're going to be all wearing the clothes by designed by Josh because he's such a little star, only 13.
Oh
he's come
my
at the studio today.
He's been
today.
Sitting up listening to us talk about disgusting things on the show today.
I'm so sorry, Josh. He's only 13.
Unbelievable. 13.
But he's such a little talent.
Yeah, that is an incredible talent.
We'll be wearing his clothes.
Shelby, thank you again once again.
Shelby,
for
good luck
because
you're going to Newcastle with Towie, I hear.
Yes, next week. So let's see what drama.
Enjoy.
YA man.
Lizzie, we're going to a little party now, aren't we?
We are. We have to get our little...
I have to get my dictaphone out and do my other job.
On.
My other job.
I'll help you, darling.
Thanks,
and,
I appreciate that.
Shelby, thank you so much.
It's
so
again,
wonderful
guys.
To
I
see
love
you.
It.
And come back again. We
yes,
love
please.
You.
Yes, I love you guys.
And see you this time next week.
Next week. Bye-bye.
Bye, baby. Ooh,
bye.
Happy days, they seem so hard to find. I tried to reach for you, but you have closed your mind. Whatever happened to our love? I wish I understood. It used to be so nice, it used to be so good.